Today we're observing the appearance day of Srila Haridas Thakur.
It's like a disappearance day.
Disappearance day. Oh, okay.
今天我们庆祝 Haridas Thakur的隐居日。
So when you think of Haridas Thakur, what do you think of?
当大家提到 Haridas Thakur的时候呢, 你心里面会有些什么想法?
Something that you immediately think of is the holy name.
你立刻会想到圣名。
He is Namacharya.
他被称作为 Namacharya.
The teacher of the holy name.
也就是圣名之师。
What else do you think of?
你们还会想到什么东西?
春念两圈。
Today we will chant then some extra rounds.
Okay. What else? When you think of Haridas Thakur, what do you think of?
那么当提到 Haridas Thakur的时候呢, 你内心还会想到什么东西? 有关他的事迹。 He has wrote lots of songs.
Haridas Thakur wrote lots of songs. Is that what she said?
Yeah, she said that.
I don't know of any, I only know of one song. Mahamantra. Haridas Thakur just chanted japa.
Haridas Thakur, that's his name, song japa.
Not Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Haridas Thakur. What else do you think of when you think of Haridas Thakur? Something very significant is the fact that Haridas Thakur was not born in a Hindu family, wasn't even born in an elevated family. He was born in a Muslim family. Kali Yuga, the importance of the family in which you are born seems to take a lot of importance in people's lives.
那么呢,在卡尼年代呢,你出生在什么样的家庭,这对人们的生活来说呢,是非常重要的。
Even if someone is very degraded, if they're born in a wealthy family, they're considered something special.
那么呢,即便一个,even if a person was born in a degraded family,
If they're born in a wealthy family, but their behavior is degraded, still they're considered a special person.
那么呢，即便一个人呢，出生在一个非常富裕的家庭里面，但是他非常的堕落的话呢，人们都能被认为的他是很特别的人。One
of the biggest criticisms from the West when they started visiting India.
那么呢，这个当西方人开始访问印度的时候呢，他们有一个批评就是
especially amongst the scholars
特别是在那个学者们之间对印度的批评就是
they spoke very much against the caste system
他们这个说的最多的就是印度的这个就是那个种族制
What's the caste system? Do you know?
你知不知道印度人的这个种族
If you're born in a Brahmin family, then you're a Brahmin.
也就是说呢，如果你是诞生在啊Brahmin的家庭里面的话呢，那么你就是一个 Brahmin.
If you're born in a Kshatriya family, you're a Kshatriya.
如果你诞生在一个Shakya的家庭里面的话呢，那么你是个 Shakya.
If you're born in a Shudra family, forever you're a Shudra.
那么如果你诞生在一个Shudra的家庭里的话呢，那么你便永远是一个Shudra.
So even people were unqualified because of this age of Kali.
那么即便卡利年代的人们没有资格
they were to be given social respect because of their birth
人们却因为他的出生
And Haridas Thakur was one such person. He was born in a Muslim family. So from a strict Vedic perspective,
那么从严格的委托的这个观点来看,
he is even without a caste.
他甚至没有这个种族的，他是种族以外的人。
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu selected him as the acharya for the chanting of the holy name.
但是呢，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu呢，却选择了他作为唱诵圣名之师。
In other words, we also have a chance.
换句话说呢，我们也有机会。
We're not born in a Brahmin family or a Kshatriya family. We're something else.
我们既不是诞生在Brahmana的家庭里面，也不是诞生在Kshatriya的家庭里面，而是别的东西。
Some persons that are followers of the Vedas,
那么有些人呢，是委托经的追随者。
They consider this principle to be a great transgression.
他们认为呢，这种原则呢，是这个很大的这个 transgression means change.
Transgression means a violation.
是很大的这个对委托经的很大的冒犯，冲撞。
Those who are low born are given Gayatri Mantra.
因为什么呢？因为我们甚至给那些诞生很低、出生很低贱的人呢，这个Gayatri Mantra.
Women in ISKCON are worshipping deities.
在我们ISKCON的妇女呢，也崇拜这个神像。
These activities are restricted only to Brahmins.
按道理来说呢，这些活动啊，只是局限在这个Brahmana.
So the scriptural basis for Prabhupada doing like this,
那么这个圣帕巴这样做的这个经典的基础呢是
is the same principle that Haridas Thakur can become the acharya for chanting of the holy name.
也就是和哈里达斯塔库的能够成为唱诵这个圣名之师的原则是一样的。
It's the mercy of the holy name that qualifies us.
是圣名的仁慈啊，使得我们有资格。
And the scriptures have many expressions teaching this.
那么呢，这个经典呢有很多的教导啊，这个讲述了这一切。
What else do you think of when you think of Haridas Thakur?
大家还会想到有关哈里达斯塔库的什么样的事迹的？
妓女去，even
Maya Devi personified to try to, you know, induce her,
yeah,
that he was not allured by her.
Very good.
不错。
What else?
还有什么呢？ And he made. He made that prostitute a devotee also.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything else?
How you make it?
Every day when we say our Premadvani prayers, Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai. So when you say Haridas Thakur ki jai, what do you think of?
念那个荣耀祷文呢，其中就有南无伽利亚哈利达斯塔古提伽，然后念的这个时候，我们脑子里面会怎么想？他每天都上佛吗？这个我们已经讲过，他在他最后的时候是在主禅堂里面的一个双课堂里面演习的，然后主禅堂亲自把他处理他的。
Haridas Thakur, he passed away during the kirtan where Lord Chaitanya was personally present.
Yeah.
And Lord Chaitanya personally took care of the funeral ceremony.
Yes, he did. Very nice. That's what we're observing today.
所以这是我们今天所要庆祝的。
Here's one. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave his Shikshastakam verses.
那么呢, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu呢, 给我们这个八训规,
to teach us how to achieve perfection through the chanting of the holy name.
以便教导我们呢,
Haridas Thakur is the personification of the third verse of Shikshastakam.
那么呢, Haridas Thakur呢, 便是八训规里面的第三首诗的人格的化身。
Kirtaniya Sadahari, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly if one has those qualifications.
那Kirtaniya Sadahari，也就是呢，一个人如果拥有这些品格的话呢，他便能够恒常的去唱诵主的圣名。
Haridas Thakur was the emblem or the example of humility.
那么Haridas Thakur呢，便是这个谦卑的一个榜样。
He was always very tolerant.
他总是非常的容忍。
He was always eager to serve others.
总是渴望去服务别人。
He was always offering his respect to others without any expectation.
他总是这个去服务别人，同时不期望别人给他任何的回赠。
It was on the strength of these qualities that he could chant always.
也就是因为他具有这样的品格，所以他就可以恒常的去唱诵圣名。
And one who chants always becomes free from offenses.
那么呢，一个能够恒常的去念诵圣名的人呢，他便可以免于所有的冒犯。
So Haridas Thakur not only chanted a whole lot, he chanted offenselessly.
那么呢，Haridas Thakur不仅念诵了很多，同时呢，他也是没有冒犯的去念诵。
Haridas Thakur's life is described in a book by Bhaktivinod Thakur.
那么呢，在Bhaktivinod Thakur的一本书里面呢，描述了Haridas Thakur的生平。
It is in Navadvip Dham Mahatmya.
在这个Navadvip Dham Mahatmya.
Mahatmya means the glories.
Mahatmya 指的是荣耀的意思。
The glories of Navadvip Dham.
也就是 Navadvipa的荣耀在这本书里头。
It describes the pastime of Lord Brahma.
描述了主 Brahma的这个逍遥时光。
After Lord Brahma stole the calves and the cowherd boys and put them in a cave.
那么呢，在主 Brahma 将这个牧牛童以及牛犊偷走了以后，藏在山洞的时候。
That wasn't a nice thing to do.
这并不是一件好事，他这样做。
The calves are very dear to Krishna, and the cowherd boys are very dear to Krishna.
因为什么呢？因为牛犊和牧牛童啊，对 Krishna 的 Krishna 都很亲爱他们啊。
And he stole them away.
但是他却把 Krishna 如此喜爱的东西全部偷走了。
And he put them in a cave.
并且呢，把他们都放到山洞里头。
And he blocked the entrance of the cave with a big stone.
并且呢，用大的石头堵住了洞口。
That was a big offense.
所以这是非常大的冒犯。
So after Krishna showed Lord Brahma his mystic power,
那么在Krishna呢，向 Brahma 展示了他的神通以后。
Where the cowherd boys and the calves were manifested in identical feature by Krishna's expansion.
也就是说呢，Krishna亲自扩展成所有的牛犊以及牧牛童，而且是一模一样的扩展的。
Lord Brahma offered very beautiful prayers in apology to Krishna and glorification of Krishna.
那么呢，主 Brahma 呢，就向主 Krishna 呢献上了非常优美的祷文，表示自己的歉意。
After Lord Brahma offered all of his prayers,
那么在主 Brahma 这个供奉了所有这些祷文以后,
what did Krishna say in response?
那么 Krishna 是怎样回答的呢?
He didn't say anything.
Krishna 一句话也没说。
He was completely silent.
他保持沉默，完全沉默。
He just wanted to go back with the cowherd boys and enjoy his pastimes.
他只想呢，尽快和他的牧牛童和牛犊一起享受他的逍遥时光。
It was lunchtime.
正好是午餐的时候。
And the cowherd boys were eager for Krishna's association.
这些牧牛童呢，非常渴望得到 Krishna 的怜悯。
But Krishna valued more having lunch with the cowherd boys and hearing praises by the most learned person in the universe.
아, 这个 Krishna呢更渴望呢，啊，和那些啊牧牛同在一起享用这个午餐，而不愿意花时间呢和我们这物质宇宙啊最杰出的人在一起谈话。So
Krishna, Lord Brahma circumambulated Krishna three times.
所以主 Brahma呢啊，绕拜了主 Krishna啊三次。
And then he left Vrindavan.
接下来他就离开了文达布。
Where did Brahma go after that?
那么呢，这个 Brahma 去了什么地方呢？
Krishna went and sat under a tree with the cowherd boys.
Krishna went
and sat under the tree with the cowherd boys.
那么Krishna呢，啊，这个坐在一个树下和那些牧牛同在一起。
And the cowherd boys looked at Krishna and said, Oh, you're so much attached, you can't be away from us for even a moment.
那么呢，那牧女童说呢，哦，你是如此的依附依恋我们啊，甚至不愿意离开我们一刻。
Sit down and hurry and finish your lunch.
啊，请坐下，这个快来啊，这个吃完你的午餐吧。
Because they had been covered by Krishna's yogamaya potency.
啊，因为呢，啊，他们被Krishna的yogamaya能量啊蒙蔽住了。
They didn't realize the whole pastime that had just transpired.
啊，他们甚至不理解的啊，刚刚发生的啊这个逍遥时光。
But Brahma was in big anxiety.
但是主 Brahma 呢，充满了焦虑。
He knew that he had made a big offense.
啊 ，Brahma 知道了，他犯下了最很大的冒犯。
And during his prayers, he said, "I know that I'm due to get some big offense."
啊，这个在他的祷文。
Big reaction.
那么在他现场祷文里面呢，啊，他就说到了，我知道，啊，因为我犯下了这么大的冒犯呢，我肯定会得到一些啊这个反应。
Navadvip Dham Mahatmya says that he went to Navadvip.
在这个Navadvip Dham 的这个荣耀这本书里面呢，就描述到了主 Brahma 呢就去了 Navadvip.
He went to perform austerities.
那便在那里呢啊苦修。
To atone for the very bad action he had just performed.
啊，就自己啊所从事的啊这些很糟糕的活动啊忏悔。
While he was performing these austerities in Navadvip,
那么在他在Navadvip从事苦修的时候,
Lord Chaitanya became very pleased by Lord Brahma and appeared before him.
那么主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu呢，啊，非常对主 Brahma 的苦修啊非常的满意，并且呢在他面前显现。
Brahma was very astonished.
主 Brahma 呢感到很惊讶
，seeing this beautiful golden form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
啊，当他看到主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 金色的形象的时候，感到很惊讶。
Lord Chaitanya spoke to him.
那么主 Chaitanya 呢对他说
，Lord Chaitanya said, "You have made an offense against Krishna, but actually your heart is pure."
啊，尽管你啊这个对 Krishna 啊做出了冒犯，但是呢，实际上你的心呢是很纯洁的。
For that reason, I have appeared before you.
啊，也就是因为这个原因，我亲自显现在你面前。Just
like Vrindavan is an eternal holy place.
就像文达文是永远是一个圣地一样。And
that is Krishna's abode for Krishna's pastimes.
啊，那是 Krishna 的居所 ，Krishna 举行逍遥时光的地方。
Similarly, Navadvip is an eternal holy abode.
同样道理呢 ，Navadvip 也是一个永恒的圣地。
This is my abode where I perform my pastimes eternally.
啊，这个地方呢是我的居所，是我永恒的举行逍遥时光的地方。In
the next yuga, I am going to appear here personally.
那么在下一个yuga。 我将亲自在这里显现。And
you will also be taking part in my pastimes with me.
那么你也会啊加入我的逍遥时光。Lord
Brahma was overwhelmed with the mercy of Lord Chaitanya.
那么呢，因为得到了主切达玛布的仁慈啊，这个 Lord Brahma 呢便处在极乐当中。Said
I, this will be very wonderful to take part in your pastimes.
那么呢，能够参加您的逍遥时光啊。 这真是绝妙无伦的事儿。I
have just one request.
我只有一个要求。Please
give me a service to do for you that is very, very humble.
那么，请给我一个服务。我这个服务呢，能够
Because of my high position as Lord Brahma, the creator of the universe.
啊, 因为呢,我是主Brahma, 是这个物质宇宙的创造者, 我是担任这么高的职位,
there's a tendency to become proud.
啊, 总是有, 啊, 表示骄傲的这么一种倾向。
So I request you,
因此呢,我请求你,
give me some humble service this time.
那么,这一次呢,
Lord Chaitanya said, don't worry, your position will be that of the Acharya of the Holy Name and you will take birth in a Muslim family.
那这一点铁丹罗说这点你不用担心那么呢这个你将成为了这个唱诵圣名之师你将呢诞生在这个一个穆斯林的家庭里头
Persons that are not devotional by their quality
那么呢这个那些 并不是由他的资格而这个具有奉献心的
They will not understand your position.
他们就无法了解你的状况
And they will make criticism of you.
他们也会批评你
Some of them will beat you.
甚至有人会打你
You will not be treated very nicely.
人们不会很好地对待你
By the non-devotee class of men.
特别是那些非奉献者
But you will still be very dear to me.
但是呢,你仍然会对我很亲爱。
Because I will appear in this world to deliver the pure holy name.
因为我会降临到这个世界上, 派发纯粹的圣名。
And you will be my principal instrument for doing that.
你便是我一个主要的工具。
With that, Lord Chaitanya disappeared.
那么,切丹马布说完这个话就消失了。
So we understand that Haridas Thakur is actually Lord Brahma.
所以呢,我们明白了,这个Haridas Thakur其实呢,他便是主Brahma。
And Lord Brahma is the original preceptor in our disciplic succession.
而主Brahma呢,便是我们使徒传递系列里面的宗师。
Lord Brahma received all the knowledge of the Vedas from within his heart.
那么主Brahma呢,在他内心从主Krishna那里接受了所有的知识。
And what did he do to receive that?
那么他是怎样接受到这些知识的呢?
He made his heart completely pure from chanting of Gayatri Mantra.
他通过唱诵Gayatri Mantra,使得他的内心完全的净化。
But now this is the age of Kali.
但是现在呢,是卡利年代,
where one is not qualified to chant Gayatri Mantra.
在卡利年代呢,这个人们没有资格去唱诵Gayatri Mantra。
Without first qualifying oneself in chanting the holy name of Krishna.
这个, without first
qualifying oneself through the chanting of the holy name of Krishna.
就是说呢,这个人呢,首先应该什么呢,通过唱诵这个Krishna的声明呢, 而使自己的内心呢得到净化。如果没有这把的，他就没有办法去唱诵Gayatri Mantra。
So that's something else you can think of when you think of Haridas.
所以呢，这边是大家可以想到的有关Haridas Thakur的另外的一些事情。
Haridas Thakur was elder, or he was older than Lord Chaitanya.
Haridas Thakur呢，他比Chaitanya Mahaprabhu的年龄要大。He
was a mature man. Before Lord Chaitanya appeared.
那么呢,在Chaitanya Mahaprabhu显现之前呢,他已经是一个成熟的人了。
Something like 30, 40 years of age.
大概是30-40岁左右。
Haridas Thakur was living in Puglia, a place in Navadvip, when Lord Chaitanya appeared.
那么Chaitanya Mahaprabhu显现的时候呢,Haridas Thakur呢,居住在
He was born in a Muslim family in a part of the world that is now Bangladesh.
那么呢,他降生在当今也就是这个孟加拉的一个穆斯林的家庭里头。Although
that was his birth,
尽管呢,那是他的降生,
it was by his nature that he liked to chant Krishna's holy name.
然后呢,他天性呢,
and that was a very strange thing to happen.
那么呢,出现这样的事,
it doesn't give any indication in his biography.
那么呢,在他的自传里面呢,没有任何的这个暗示。
How he first heard the holy name.
他是怎样首先,
Generally, one chants Krishna's holy name because one hears from someone else to chant Krishna's holy name.
那么通常的情况下呢，一个人呢，只有当他听到了别人唱诵这个Krishna的圣名的时候呢，他才会被吸引，然后再会去唱诵Krishna的圣名。But
Haridas just liked to chant Hare Krishna.
但是呢，哈里达斯塔库呢，他只是喜欢唱诵这个Krishna的圣名。It
came from his heart, in other words.
换句话说呢，他这种习惯呢，是发自于他的内心。And
even during his life, chanting of the holy name out loud like Haridas did, no one did.
而且呢，这个他整个一生呢，都是这个大声的在那里去念诵这个Krishna的圣名，是没有人那像他那样做的。
Still, he was chanting Krishna's holy name day and night.
他就是每天，这个每天每夜，这个日日夜夜，夜以继日在那里唱诵Krishna的圣名。
The first major event is described in his life.
那么呢，他对他人生的这个描述的第一件事就是
takes place right near the India Pakistan border.
对他人生描述的第一件事就是发生在什么呢？发生在这个印度和巴基斯坦的边境那一那个地方。
It's a place where there was one landholder who was very, very envious of Haridas Thakur.
在那个地方呢，有个地主哈，他非常的嫉妒Haridas Thakur。The
landholder's name was Ramchandra Khan.
这个地主的名字叫做 Ramchandra Khan.
He didn't like at all the idea that this insignificant man was getting so much attention from the public.
那他根本就这个不喜欢这么一种状况，就是什么呢？一个地位非常卑微的人呢，却吸引出了那么多这个大众的注意，他很讨厌这个。
In the village or the place where they lived, everyone considered him a saint.
那么呢，在他居住的村庄。 所有的村民们呢，都把这个哈里达斯塔库当做一个圣者来看待。It's
the nature of someone who has envy in their heart.
那么呢，如果一个人心中有嫉妒的话呢，那么他自然会嫉妒这样的圣者。They
don't like to see other people honored and praised.
他不喜欢看到别人受到尊敬。So
because that envy was burning in his heart.
因为这种嫉妒啊。
He made a plan to bring ill fame or to spoil his good reputation.
因此，他就想了一个计策，要毁坏哈里达斯塔库的名声。Because
saintly persons are supposed to be pure.
因为圣者应该是很纯净的。But
a worldly person understands that male-female attraction can pollute the mind even of a saintly person.
那么呢，这个俗人呢，他知道的，这个男女关系呢，会破坏一个圣人的这个纯洁。Being
a materialist, he knew that.
因为作为一个物质主义者，他知道这个情况。So
he called together the best prostitutes in the area.
因此呢。 他就把那个地区最好的妓女叫来了。And
he gave them the challenge.
那么呢，这个给了他们一个挑战。I
will give you many, many riches and great wealth.
我会给你们很巨大的财富。If
you can seduce Haridas and make him fall down.
如果你们能够让这个哈里达斯塔库堕落下来的话，引诱他让他落下来的话。Amongst
the ladies, there was one who was the best.
那么呢,
prostitute.
那么在所有这些妓女当中呢，其中有个最好的妓女，最了不起的。So
she volunteered.
所以她这个自愿站起来。And
Ramchandra Khan said, "I'll send some police officers, some constables, and as soon as there's some fall down, immediately they'll have him arrested."
那么呢, Ramchandra Khan 就对这个妓女说的，我同时也会派一些警察紧随你。那么这个哈里达斯塔库一 落下来，我们就会马上让警察把他抓住。
She had a different idea.
但是呢 这个妓女有不同的想法。
He said it may take some time to wear him down.
那么呢，他说呢，可能会花一点时间才能让他落水。
So let me have union with him the first evening, then the second evening you can send the police officers.
他说呢，那我第一天还是让我单独和他在一起，第二天你才派人呢。
So Ramchandra Khan agreed.
Ramchandra Khan 同意。
So she dressed herself very attractively.
所以呢，她的打扮呢，非常的具有魅力。
And in the dead of night, in a remote place outside of the village.
那么呢，在沉沉的黑夜，在村子以外。
Where Haridas Thakur was seated, taking his residence there.
那么，Haridas Thakur呢，就居住在那里。
She approached Haridas Thakur in the dead of night.
那么呢，她在深夜来到了Haridas Thakur的跟前。
He was still awake, chanting the holy name.
Haridas Thakur那个时候还是醒的，在那念诵圣名。
And she did her best to attract Haridas Thakur's mind.
她呢，这个耍尽了花招啊，想这个吸引住Haridas Thakur.
She first spoke words of praise.
然后他首先呢，说了一些奉承Haridas Thakur的话。
She said, Haridas, you are such a wonderful, saintly personality.
他说呢，Haridas，你是一个如此了不起的这个圣人。
You are young and handsome.
你年轻，这个潇洒英俊。
And everyone is attracted to you, including me.
所有人都被你所吸引，包括我在内。
I would, anyway, she made her proposal that he enjoy with her.
因此呢，他就建议，他就提议的，这个让他和哈利达斯一起的，这个开开心心的玩一玩。
She said, I am feeling very strong lusty desires and attraction for you. Please satisfy those desires.
他说呢，我内心呢，看到你啊，这个就能起强烈的这个欲火。
Haridas Thakur said, surely I will fulfill your desires.
Haridas Thakur 回答说的，我肯定会满足你的愿望。
But first I have to finish my prescribed chanting.
但是呢，首先我要完成我附定的念诵的数量才行。
So you sit right over here by the door.
你就坐在门口。
And you wait patiently.
请你耐心地等一等。
And when I finish my chanting, surely I will satisfy you.
等我念完了我的念诵以后，我肯定会满足你。
So she sat by the door.
所以呢，这个妓女就坐在门口。
And he chanted all night long.
那么呢，哈利达斯塔库呢就整晚都在那念诵。
And she was sitting there hearing Haridas Thakur's chanting.
那么妓女呢在门口坐着听着哈利达斯塔库的念诵。
And then the sun rose in the morning.
那么第二天早晨。 太阳升起来了。
So she quietly left, saying she would come back the next evening.
那么她这个妓女又静静地回去了，说了，我晚上再来。
And she gave her report the next morning to Ramchandra Khan.
那么呢，她这个妓女呢，第二天早晨呢，又给那个 Ramchandra Khan 做了汇报。
He was a little disappointed, but she promised, surely this evening I'll get him.
那么呢，这个 Ramchandra Khan 有一点。 这个不坏，心里啊，但是在这个心理上的保证，今天晚上肯定能够让这个哈利达斯塔古落水。
So she came back the next evening.
所以呢，第二天晚上他又来了。
Haridas Thakur apologized.
哈利达斯塔古呢向他表示歉意。
I'm so sorry.
我真是对不起，真的对不起。
I wasn't able to satisfy you.
昨天晚上没办法让你满意。
But I had my vows of chanting I had to uphold.
因为我许下的诺言要念诵，我得完成它。
So, you just stay by the door here again, and I think I'll be able to finish my chanting.
那么呢，还是请你先坐在门口，我相信今天晚上我一定能念完。
But he didn't finish his chanting, he just kept chanting.
但是阿黎达斯塔库没有念完，他一直在那念。
So, when dawn came again, she left.
那么呢，黎明来了的时候呢，
She made the same report to Ramchandra Khan the next day.
第二天又同样的向这个 Ramchandra Khan 做了同样的汇报。
And she went back the third evening.
那么呢，第三晚上她又来了。By
the end of that third evening, she was also chanting Krishna's holy name.
那么呢，第三晚上的时候呢，这个妓女也开始念诵了。She
shared. She just blurted out. She expressed what the whole plot had been on behalf of Ramchandra Khan.
这个他便开始讲得出大声地说得出来这个 Ramchandra Khan 的阴谋是多么大的一个阴谋啊，讲得出来。
She was sent to pollute him.
他呢是 Ramchandra Khan 派来就是污染他的，污染Haridasa Thakur的。
And to bring bad reputation to Haridasa Thakur.
是为了让Haridasa Thakur的名声扫地的。
And she was apologizing for such a wicked plan, for being the instrument of a wicked plan.
所以她向Haridasa Thakur表示歉意，自己是参加这么一个阴谋。
She apologized for, she felt ashamed for what she was doing. And for that matter, her whole profession.
那么呢，也就是因为这个原因呢，她从此就放弃了自己的这个职业。
She was feeling very repentant for her wrongdoing.
她非常后悔自己所做的。
And she requested Haridas Thakur to accept her as a disciple.
并且请求哈利达斯塔库收他为徒。
So Haridas Thakur replied,
哈利达斯塔库回答道,
I knew when you first came what the plan was.
他说你今天来的时候我就知道你的计划是什么，你的阴谋是什么。
In fact, before you came, I was planning to leave the village anyway.
实际上呢, 在你来之前呢，我就打算要离开这个村子的。
But instead I stayed.
但是呢，我没有走。
Just to deliver you.
我是为了救你。
And now that you have you're feeling so regretful of your wrongdoings.
那么现在呢，你对你的行为很后悔。
I make the following request of you.
我呢，这个邀请你按照以下的方法去做。
Go back to your home.
你回到你的家去，回你的家。
All the jewels and valuable clothing and things that you've received from your profession.
那么呢，从你的职业，你赚的所有的那些珠宝啊，漂亮的衣服啊，等等这些。
Give them all away.
你把他们全部布施出去。
Then you come back here to this very place.
那么呢，你呢？ 布施完了以后，你再回到这个地方。Wearing
just one cloth.
你只要穿一件衣服。With
your head shaved.
把这个头也剃光。And
wearing Vaishnava tilak.
涂上 Vaishnava tilak.
And you sit here in front of the tulsi plant just as I am doing.
就像我一样坐在这个 tulsi 的跟前。And
you chant Hare Krishna day and night.
这个日以继夜的念诵哈利·克里斯那曼陀。
The holy name will deliver you from all of these sinful reactions.
圣明呢，会将你从所有这些罪孽的活动当中拯救出来。And
with that, Haridas Thakur got up and he left.
那么说完，Haridas Thakur起身便离开了那个地方。So
she followed the instructions of Haridas Thakur.
那么这个妓女呢，便按照Haridas Thakur的教导去做。And
instead of Ramchandra Khan tarnishing the reputation of Haridas, spoiling.
这个语气是这个Ramchandra Khan毁坏Haridas Thakur的名声。
Haridas Thakur became even more celebrated.
Haridas Thakur变得更加的有名望。
This pastime is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
这个小时光呢，在Chaitanya Charitamrita当中呢有描述。
And in Chaitanya Bhagavat, there's another connected story that's told.
那么呢，在Chaitanya Bhagavat这本书里面呢，讲述了一个和这个相关的故事。
Sometime much later.
在那件事情过去了很长的一段时间以后。
Lord Nityananda was engaged in the service of Lord Chaitanya.
那么呢，主尼天亮呢，在从事服务主铁达拉玛巴布的活动，
taking the holy name and delivering the holy name to all the people and all the lands.
那么呢，这个尼天亮呢，在拿着圣名呢，在派发给任何他所遇到的人以及任何地方。
Lord Nityananda came to that very same town where Ramchandra Khan lived.
那么呢，尼天亮呢，便来到了这个 Ramchandra Khan 所居住的那个村子。
And in a mood of ecstatic love.
那么呢，他怀着极乐的这么一种爱的心态。
Lord Nityananda and his associates came to the very home of Ramchandra Khan.
那么呢，这个主尼天亮和他的同游呢，便来到了 Ramchandra Khan 的家里。
And they sat in the mandap, which is an outdoor place of worship.
Mandap.
They sat together in the mandap, which is an outdoor place of worship.
他们便坐在一个叫做mandap这个地方，就是在他的这个在那个 Ramchandra 家里的这个门外一个地方坐在那。By
social etiquette, Lord Nityananda and his associates should have been honored.
那么按照这个社会的这个礼仪来说呢，这个尼加拉达巴布和他的同友们呢，应该受到荣耀的。Because
he was so envious, Ramchandra Khan insulted them.
Because
he was envious.
Ramchandra Khan
was envious.